the Gemara, if the mitzvah of Kriyishma is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. Gam Tosfos paskens in many places that we pass on Kriyishma as Rabbanan. Revi Shainin Neman that Kriyishma is the Raisa. Now that Kriyishma is the Raisa, we have to understand which part of Kriyishma is the Raisa. There's Pasuk Rishon, there's Pasha Rishayna, there's Pasha Rishayna with Pasha Shnia, and then there's the third Pasha Bayayma. And learning through the Rishayna, the Yukim, the Rishayna, and the Paiskim, they're all the Shittas are true. There are Rishayna that hold that Dafka Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa, there are Rishayna that hold Pasuk Rishon with the entire Pasha is the Raisa, with Vahafta, there are Rishayna that hold that Pasuk Rishon with Pasha Rishon and Pasha Shnei is the Raisa. And there's a diktuk in the Rambam that even Pasha Vayoyma is the Chshuch Namzam, the Rambam like that, even Pasha Vayoyma is part of Kriyishma the Raisa. Besides the mitzvah schis is the same. It's part of Kriyishma the Raisa. In the halacha, we can more the machriya that the whole pasuk rishon is the raisa, and the pichodesh is machriya that even pasuk shnei is the raisa. They're being machriya in rishon. Our rishon that go in all the sheets. That's kind of how the machriya. We have a gemara here that Rebbe would say pasuk rishon, and that's it. Rebbe was giving a share, and he would say pasuk rishon, and that's the end of the day. Now, the obvious problem with this gemara is that when Rebbe went home for breakfast, he didn't eat chicken and milk. He was the kind of abundance. So, whether you're going to tell me Pasha Rishayin, only Pasha Rishayin is the Raisa, very nice, but this Pasha Rishayin is Zicha the Raisa, Zicha the Rabbanan, the Zicha Mitzvah the Rabbanan to say the second, the first Pasha, the Hafna and the Hayah. So how did Rebbe just throw this Rabbanan out the window? And you're going to tell me he was Isaac the Mitzvah. We know the rule is Isaac Mitzvah Patim and a Mitzvah does not apply by Talmud Torah. The about the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Amanas Lassos. We learn Torah Amanas to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. You have to stop learning to be Mekayim all your Mitzvahs. And Memelo, Sai Mitzvah the Reis, Sai Mitzvah Rabbanan, you don't say, oh, I'm in the middle of learning, so I'm just not doing this Mitzvah the Reis. So the obvious, what has to be explained in this Gemara is what's going on here with Rebbe. The Rebbe would just say Pasuk Rishon and stop right there. So the Rishonim, the Sugya, the Ra'ah says that Rebbe was someone that we call Terasi Umnasi. And someone that Terasi Umnasi has different halachas. And Terasi Umnasi, the way the Ra'ah says is that only Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa. That's Grad the Hishita. And therefore he says someone that Terasi Umnasi is Pati from the Rabbanan. It doesn't matter. He's learning. He learns Yom Vavayla. It's a whole different Madrega. It's a different Matthias. And he's put from doing the Rabbanans. And therefore, he would do Pasuk Rishon, Ad Kan, he did his Zeraisa, and Al Sarasim Nasi was put from doing Kriyishma the Rabbanan. The Rosh says a different case. The Rosh says, because he was being Malamed Torah Barabim. It's a Samaila of Torah Barabim. Cholopach, the one that's Malamed, it's unclear exactly. If he means that everybody that's doing Teber Rabbah, only one that's giving the share, and maybe he means only B'tzirif, that he was Sarasim Nasi also, not clear. But there's a new Maila called Teber Rabbah, and therefore he only did Pasuk Rishon. The Rosh never fears Zoyf like the Ra'ah, because Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa, and the rest is Rabban. He just says, he was being Malamed Teber Rabbah, so he only did Pasuk Rishon. So you could say, he holds like a Ra'ah, that only Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa, and this Ptur of Torah Barabim only passes the Raisas. We might say, in the Paiskim, there are other Svaras. There's a Svar to say, Alf the Mile of Mach Shemaim. Maybe it could even pass the Raisas when you're teaching Barabim. But which you could have really said to the Ra'ah also, with the Rasa Masiv. The Ra'ah Garada holds only Pasuk Rishon is the Raisa. He goes that way. There's another way to go, that even if, let's say, all the Pashas are the Raisa, or the whole Pashas Rishon is the Raisa. But there's a Maila of Pasuk Rishon, because it has in it Kabbalah Smach Shemaim. As the Chaim of Kabbalah Smach Shemaim, even a Terasim Nasi, even someone from Lamater Lachirim, he has to be Makbid to make sure he does Pasuk Rishon. Now, Chashulchan has a different Svara. In the Rosh Hashita, the Ikka point is he being Lamater Lachirim. You know, so in the middle of the shiur, if you start saying va'avta, you know, it's going to be a pretty big hefsek in the middle of that shiur. It's not going to work. But pasuk rishon, how long does it take? You know, you ask a good, them a good kasha, and they think about the kasha, and you quickly say pasuk rishon, and the mela, it didn't start the shiur. The whole tour that he had was v'mlamet ter lachirim. So vivait, you're not going to be stirred, v'mlamet ter lachirim, you chaperein. Pasuk rishon, you're able to chaperein. The pasuk rishon, you wouldn't be able to chaperein. That's the basic shittas here in this Gemara. The Ramban, I'm sorry, there are two more shittas that are basic shittas, there's a lot of shittas here, but the Ramban in Muhammad says a Gevaldig Chiddush in Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban in Rosh Hashanah says, not like that, how did we ask the kash when we started the Gemara? That Rebbe was Mekayim Darabonans also. So, good, you want to tell me only possible reason is the Raisa, but you got to do the rest of Kriyashma with the Rabbanon. That's not such a thing. There's no Kriyashma with the Raisa, Kriyashma with the Rabbanon. There's one thing, Kriyashma, which is the Raisa. And B'di'evid Yoyotze Mitzvah Kriyashma with Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKadosh Hashem HaKadosh. That's the Ikka Kriyashma. You're supposed to also, it's like a L'chadchila and a B'di'evid and a Raisa. Let's see a bigger chidush in the Kriyas in a second in how to be Magdalis. But in other words, the way you're supposed to do your deraisa is with Gimel Parshas. That's the best way to do the mitzvah. It's almost coming off Hanukkah, right? There's the Mahajan, the Mahajan, there's different, there's levels how to get the mitzvah done. The best way to do your deraisa is with Gimel Parshas. Bini Eved, in Gevissa Matzavim, Yeshidu, you yoitz, you deraisa with Pasuk Rishon. Rebbe, whatever the Svart Svart was, learning, middle of learning, it was a Shia, it was a Vechta Gazach. So he was Yaitze, he's the right with Pasuk Rishon. That's play Pashan. There's no Durabonah that you have to do Vahafta. It's not true. You have to, there's one mitzvah, and the mitzvah is supposed to have a Hafta Vahaya. But, you know, in Givis Matzav, we can't make those decisions on our own. We have to follow what we find in the Gemara. Rebbe, of this Matzav, in his Matzav, was could I just to do the Evedic of Pasuk Rishon? Because maybe it was Malam Atar Lachem, whatever the Chesm was, and that's why Rebbe did Pasuk Rishon. The Rashba, if you look at the Rashba is Mamish Apala. The Rashba goes Mamish the opposite way. The Rashba holds, really, Rebbe shouldn't have said anything. The chiddush of the Gemara is that the Rashba that he stopped for pasuk rishon. But we're learning the whole Gemara. L'chay, Rebbe, you have to say Kriyashma. You know, yeah, Rebbe, you got to do mitzvahs. Learning Torah doesn't pat you for mitzvahs. The Rashba says mikan from this Gemara is a chiddush that you must stick Talmud Torah for pasuk rishon. It sounds like the Rashba's understanding is that the ikka mitzvah of Kriyashma, we mentioned last week, since it's sad, that the mitzvah of Kriyashma is gufa Talmud Torah the mitzvah. So Shagshayin ends on that way, Yukim Rabbein Yoina, even though maybe he holds this another aspect of Kabbalah Mashmaim, but the Rashba has Mashma that there's a tzad, we about the Ikka mitzvah of Kriyashma of Talmud Torah, which is a Mufurish Yerushalmi, that it's Zeshinon, Zeshinon, it's a Talmud Torah, the mitzvah. So Avada, when you're learning Torah, you have to do all mitzvahs. But not Kriyashma, because Kriyashma is good for Torah. If you're in the middle of giving a Shia and you're learning Torah, I should stop Kriyashma to do a different Torah? Zeshinon, Zeshinon. So the chiddush is no, you have to stop for Kabbalah Shemak Shemayim. So you stop for Pasuk Rishon. But it. Okay, so that maybe that's the chiddush. But that's the Havamim. The Yishamim speaks of that. The Baal is all Torah. So even though the Torah told me now learn specific Torah, but if anybody learning Torah, maybe then you have to stop this Torah to learn that Torah. If you're not learning Torah, we want you to learn Torah. We gave you a specific Torah to learn. In other words, really there's a Kabbalah Mitzvah, Tamar Mitzvah. Right? But Torah's not classes. So they're saying, if you're doing Torah, and now you have a different mitzvah than a specific Torah, maybe once you're anyway doing Torah, you don't have to stop to get into Chitzad. Mikan, Avad, it's not MS. Mikan, Dr. Ashba Chiddush, you must stick your mitzvah of Kriyashma, even though it's Talmud Torah for a different Torah, because the Torah wanted a specific Torah of Kriyashma.
What?
What
do
this way, he's in Makabal Machshmaim Bizman, correct.
You wouldn't have to review with Mahadar, and that was.
No, Mahadar was for Kriyashma, for Kriyashma's Yisrael. Right? The Kabbalah Mashmaim, he did. Oh.
In this Svara, he had to say Kriyashma anyway? Because
yeah, because Lamaisa there's no Ptur. It's just the Havamin. The Havamin is, you're about to be learning Torah anyway, so you don't have to stop for a different Torah. The Kamashma is you do. Because, like you were saying, because the Torah wanted a specific Torah that had in the Kabbalah Mashmaim. He was Mahadav Yitzhak, that's a Samaila to do Yitzhak and Sayyid Tech Kriyashma. But the Etim Kriyashma he had to do Bizman. He did. What? What happened to Bichas Kriyashma? Oh. Hey, that, okay, here. I don't know. Terasim Nasi could be put from Tefillah. I'm not sure. In the Rasmus world, if it's just that, what happened to Brits Krishma? Okay, we'll communicate it next Gemara. Okay, we'll do. The Gemara says, Chayz of the Gemara and Chayz of the Gemara. It could be he stopped the Shia after Gimel Shayz, and then there was still another hour for Brits Krishma. So he did. That's part of Chayz. So we're following the Gemara. He did Brits Krishma after the Shia. Maybe the Rasmus learns that way. So and work it out, but maybe you could work it out that way. The Piskei Rid. He's very bothered, but it's Piskei Rid Nemzon that if you hold Krishna as a Raisa, all passes Krishna as a Raisa. And therefore, he says that Rebbe holds Krishna as a Rabbanon. Since Krishna is a Rabbanon, he didn't have to do anything, but for Segrishan, that's why about Kamos Makshamayan. That Avadi, he didn't want to give up Kabbalah's Makshamayan. In other words, again, if Krishna would be the Raisa, he would have done all passes the Raisa, because everything's a Raisa. You have to do all the Raisas. The Heritage is Rebbe holds Krishna as a Rabbanon. I fish with the bonnet, why did he stop for anything? Kabbalah Smach Shemayim, he felt he wanted to stop for Kabbalah Smach Shemayim.
There's a mitzvah
in the Rabbanah
for Kabbalah
Smach Shemayim? There's a mitzvah,
according
to,
yeah,
the mitzvah
Rabbanah
of Kabbalah. Yes, there's a mitzvah Rabbanah to say the whole Krishma, but Pasagrishan, the aspect of that is Kabbalah Smach Shemayim, so that he didn't want to miss out. Right. Okay. So there's a Rashi on the Mishnah, on the Gemara, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says that Hakoyru L'mafreya is not Yotze. If you say Kriyashma L'mafreya, you're not Yotze. What does it mean L'mafreya? Backwards. You say Kriyashma backwards, you're not Yotze. Zucker asks you, what does it mean? So this is Yud Gimel Amud Aleph towards the bottom of the Amud. D'vamachum Yidvarim Advarim. Zucker asks you, V'loy L'mafreya k'goyim u'visharecha Besecha mezuzas. Basically, what Rashi's saying is you take a pasuk itself and you do it backwards. Okay, or it's hard to do without a siddur. But Shema Yisrael Hashem Hashem Echad. Let's say you would say Echad Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Elokeinu. I did it last night, so I was very late trying to go through this Krishma like that way. But, Echad. Okay, you get backwards. Frek the Turi Evan. You need a pasuk to tell me that if you say, let's do with Rashi, it would be very safe, mezuzahis beisecha visharecha, that you're not yaitza? What are you yaitza? Yaitza gibberish? You said nothing. You didn't say anything. It made no sense. I need a pasuk. The Gemara's extra pasuk. Behayu, or hadvarim, dvarim. You didn't do anything. You talk like a mishugana. He calls it a schayt ba'alma. Who needs a pasuk to say zakta? No, Tui Evan says it means you take vahafta and stuff and say you say the whole pasuk and you go backwards. Each pasuk is its own thought. You say it, I'm afraid, in the wrong order. And look at Rabbeinu Yonah. That's Rabbeinu Yonah learns the Gemara. Not you say one pasuk the words backwards. That's a joke. Not saying anything. You go pasuk. That makes sense, and you go backwards. Okay, Rashi the Pell. Late. I'm not even going to try to attempt it. It tells you quickly how could we answer the discussion, but. Let's maybe we can understand. How did Rashi know to learn the Gemara this way? Why did he do that to himself? It's such a beautiful pshat, Rabbeinu Yonah. That's his oldest shittasai. Rashi held, like the Rishonim, that Kriyashma deraisa is only pasuk rishon. All you have on the table is one pasuk. And on that, the Torah says, v'hoyu, or hadvarim, that you can't do that mitzvah of Kriyashma l'mafreya. What's the mitzvah? One pasuk. So what does l'mafreya mean? Echad, Hashem, Elokeinu, Teshema. Because that's all you have. You can't say, oh, l'mafreya is like Turi Evan wants to say, that you take pasuk by pasuk in v'ahafta, and you do the parasha backwards. And that makes sense. Because there's no v'ahafta in your Kriyashma deraisa. The Torah wasn't referring to the Kriyashma midrabanan. If Kriyashma deraisa is pasuk rishon, the only l'mafreya that exists is saying a pasuk backwards. So Rashi was forced to learn that way. Now you have to have it's kasha. Why need a pasuk? It's pshita, a kasha. But you got to work it out. It has to be like that. Rabbeinu Yonah, I left it out before. Rabbeinu Yonah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that we're missing something. This Gemara, Rebbe, he didn't just say Shema Yisrael Shema Kana Shema Chod. Rebbe said the whole pasha because the whole pasha Rishon is the Raisa. So Rabbeinu Yonah Lishitasa could learn. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that you can't say say that. We'll get to the why Rashi picked those words in a second, right? Rabbi Yehuda Shitasi could say we're going pasuk, but that was your kasa. Pasuk. Rashi doesn't have pasuk. Now the funny thing is, so Rashi should have said my case of Shema Hashem Hashem Echad. He should have said Echad Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Shema. Rashi picks what? And that we rather read. Some Achoyim Pekah said that the answer Rashi answered the three of the kasha on Rashi. I saw that, some Achoyim say that. But why does Rashi doesn't say that? Because Rashi picks mezuzahs v'sechem v'sherecha, which is a little funny. So it's not a great answer, but I think maybe Rashi's coming to say it like this: the makar about the pasuk Rishon is the raisa, and the makar is on the pasuk Shema Yisrael. That's how Rashi knew learned the more this way. But now there's also mitzvah kriyshma drabanan. So in the midst of kriyshma drabanan, do you have all the chumas of the raisa? Do you have the psul of Lemafreya in the Kriyat Shema Darabanan? Maybe that's only the psul in the Kriyat Shema Daraisa. So Rashi wanted to tell you, don't think this is just Negev Pasuk Rishon. Even in Kriyat Shema Darabanan, you can have the psul of Lemafreya. So Rashi gave you the words of whatever. Mezuzah Pesach of Yisharach. Mezuzah Pesach of Yisharach. But the basic point I'm trying to say is that L'chayru, all these sugars are depending on what's Kriyat Shema Daraisa. The Rambam, Bavarns, maybe there's a new din l'mafreya. Maybe you have to be careful to say that pashas. Let's say he says v'hoya first, and then v'hafta. V'hoya, and then shema v'hafta. Zok the Rambam, maybe that's a problem of l'mafreya. It's like, no. V'balt, from stavim, it's not the egg and the svar. V'balt, the pashas and I written next to each other. They're far away, written in different places in the Torah. So it's not Mesavar that Dizak paid the which should be said first and which should be second. When the Pesukim are written next to each other, that makes sense. He goes like a Ben Yoina, Pasuk, you have a problem of Kerel Mefreya. But Pasha, the Pasha, since the Torah spreads out the Pashas anyway, it's a swear that's not the Torah with Makif. What's the Rambam so busy with? I mean, a Torah, if the Kriyashma Deraif, like Shazaya says, is only Pasha Rishayna, so you only have one Pasha on the Torah. The same type of chesed we made in Rashi. If pasuk Rishon is the raifa, l'mafreya has to be in the pasuk backwards. Then so too, if only pasuk Rishon is the raifa, it has to be pasuk to pasuk to pasuk. The Rambam is entertaining its sad that l'mafreya means you do v'hoya before v'ahafta. Is a raya that the Rambam held like the Pri Chadash that not only is pasuk Rishon the raifa, even pasuk Shni is the raifa. And therefore, I would have a makom to teach v'hoy the din l'mafreya applies from parsha to parsha. So, if I'm a mesvara, then no, it's not mestavret that the Torah was makban on that. And therefore, we're going to teach the din l'mafreya is pasuk, not parsha to parsha to parsha. But the fact that I have a minute to go from parsha to parsha, it seems we have arrived. The Rambam holds even parsha shnia, and God Rosh Hashanah says even parsha shlishus is derech. So, if you look closely, the Rambam has a mashmoyz. It's like a more than two parshas. He's even mashmoyz that there's even three parshas to play around with, because it's kishmak. This parshas v'yom is also a chelik of the deraisa. The fear is one last thing. There's a kiryas sefer that has a mechudish tikkashita though in the end of kishmak, which is a little bit related to that Ramban, but you know he says it in his nusach. The kiryas sefer says like this. The mashal where you find such a nusach, and it says this in like three places. By mitzvah matzah. The mitzvah of matzah, the night of Pesach, he eats it with one kezayis. One kezayis. Let's say you like matzah. So you take seven kezayis and you eat it all in one achila. It's like you eat your derais with all seven kezayis. The Torah, the shia kezayis is you eat your achila with a kezayis. That's minimum, that's all you need. But if you eat more, you ate three kizaisim, so you ate your mitzvah three kizaisim. Zakti kiyah seifa, kriyashma deraisa, you ate your shmai saw shema kina shema chod. That's your kizais. That's your minimum. That kabos of shmai is the minimum. But deraisa, you could do your mitzvah of kriyashma with a v'hafta, with a kabos of mitzvahs, and with a v'habas Hashem, and with a v'hoya, and with a schistias mitzrayim. He says, if you say v'ahafta with your kriyashma, you yotzi the rice with v'ahafta. And if you say v'ahoya, you yotzi the rice with v'ahoya. Just like you yotzi mitzvah with three kezeisim.
Without shema?
With shema. With shema. Not even shema. But if you do shema, v'ahafta, v'ahoya, this is your big deraisa. If for some reason you only do shema, you yotzi the rice with just the shema. If you decide to do more, he says, like, but tefillah is the same thing. Tefillah is a mitzvah, that's a tefillah. Yetzu is one word. But if you daven more, the more you daven, it all goes into the deraisa. The more you do, you have a way, you have a choice how to do your deraisa. You can do your deraisa like this, or you can do your deraisa like this. That's together of Kriya Shema and Tefillah, that's together of Matzah. The Gemara says, Ma is a shayla, chayza v'goyme. Rebbe said, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, and he continued to share. Then he finished the share. So Mar wants to know, when he finished the shiur, was he chayz of the gomra the rest of Shema? You have to understand Pashu and the Gemara. When did he finish the shiur? Did he go over time like I'm doing right now, and he went past Zman Kriya Shema? So why should he chayz of the gomra? For what? You missed Zman. Zman Kriya Shema is not a l'chadchila. You missed Zman. So why should he chayz of the gomra? Elamai, he finished the shiur. There was still a half hour left for Zman. So what's it said? You shouldn't be chayz of a goyim. You didn't do part of Krishna. Let's go like the Rashba. Prosecution is the raisa, but v'hafta v'hayu is the drabanan. So if a guy finished and there's still a half hour left for his man, what, you shouldn't do the drabanans? Because an hour ago I was potter, but now you chayz. And if it's after his man, what? Okay, so let's say chayz of a goyim is after his man. So why should be chayz of a goyim? Why? For what? What am I doing? Stop me. Like, I feel weird. Like, I want to do it. Touch lumen. What is this? What's the point of being chayz of a goyim? What's the goal? So, Lefidus Kiryu Sefer, and it could be this where he's coming from. This is he got his own halakh in this Gemara. There's no Kriya Shema, there is no Kriya Shema Derabanan. There's one thing. You can do Kriya Shema. You have a right to do it with prosecution. You have a right to do it with the kezayis. You have a right to do it with three kezayim. With the v'haft and v'hoy. Let me ask you, by Pesach by night. If a guy eats a kezayis of matzah, an hour later, if they did something else, he says, Shashim already. He just says, yeah, noch a kezayis. Okay, you have a problem. I'll be coming, but leave that out. Yeah, matzah, you let him. He eats noch a kezayis. You think the Nitziv is going to say, oh, kezayis is minimum. A second kezayis yetzer? He just means that you could do your mitzvah with one kezayis or five kezayisim. But if I did my mitzvah with one kezayis, you think an hour later I can now eat my mitzvah with a second kezayis? I finished my mitzvah already. It ended up that he finished it when he, the Gemara says chayz of a goyim, if he ended up finishing shiur and still does man, could it be chayz of a goyim the hafta of a goyim? What's the shaila? The shaila is, the way the Kriya Shefa learnt up, there's no mitzvah drabonah of the hafta v'hoi. It's not a mitzvah drabonah. It's a mitzvah drabonah. Of course you should do it. It's told as man. There's one mitzvah deraisa that you could do just with Shema, or you could do better with v'hafta. So do you say it's mamish doim to kezayis? It's just a little bit more matzah. So if an hour later, even if it's still in this man, you can't be chayz of a goyimra. You yoytzi your kriyishma with Shema Yisrael Shema Gena Shema Chod. It's done. Your kriyishma is a done deal. There's nothing else to do. Or not. By matzah, it's all matzah. It's a shiur. So then we say, once you finish, you finish. But here, Vibalti is a way to do the mitzvah of kriyishma by adding in Kabbalah, so mitzvahs and adding Avos Hashem, adding in Shkis Hashem. Maybe that is something you could do an hour later. In other words, there's room still to be mashlim your Kriya Shema with that hoysafa of v'hoya and v'hafta even an hour later. And that's the shayla of the Gemara. That's the machlokes in the Gemara. Could you be chayz of the Gemara an hour later? This is where the Kriya Shefa, where did he dream up such a zach? It's a, you've yotzed in the midst of this. If you want, you can do more. That's good. That's the whole shayla of the Gemara of the chayz of the Gemara. Because really, the mitzvah is one mitzvah. The mitzvah is you could be yotzed with Shema. You could also be yotzed with a little more. That's the question. Once you're matzik and you finish being yaitzah with your Shema, could you be yaitzah more? This that the Rambam says, Vayoyma, they learn up in the Rambam, is also a chelik of mitzvah Kriya Shema. In fact, like you mentioned before, the Gemara holds, you should be mahada to say the mitzvah of Shchis Shesayim in the Zman of Kriya Shema. Could be, that's again where the Rambam got that Vayoyma is not just a mitzvah of Shchis Shesayim. They made it into a chelik of Kriya Shema. If you look in the Lashon Rambam, we'll end with this. The Rambam, after brings down three passages, the Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel. He mentions all three in Yonim. So the Rambam, V'kriyas Shalosh Parshas Elu, I'll say the Zeh, he Hanikras Kriya Shema. The Rambam saying, Avadu to Mitzvah Kriya Shema, but it's the gate that I'm in the midst of Kriya Shema. This is the Chelik of the Mitzvah Kriya Shema, and that's why the Makar for that would be that the Gemara says you have to, you should mention Kriya Shema, but Toich Zman Kriya Shema. Okay.